Now time to play our final game, Lightning Fill-in-the-Blank. Each of our players has 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Bill, can you give us the scores?
Roy and Greg each have 3. Amy has 2.
Amy, you're in third. You'll go first. The clock will start when I begin your first question, fill-in-the-blank. This week, TransCanada announced plans to sue the Obama administration for $8 billion over their rejection of the blank.
Of the pipeline?
Yes, the Keystone XL. On Monday, Saudi Arabia announced that it was cutting off air travel and trade ties with blank.
Iran.
Right. On Wednesday, a federal grand jury subpoenaed blank over a norovirus outbreak linked to their restaurants.
Oh, Chipotle?
Right. On Wednesday, Ken Griffey Jr. and Mike Piazza were elected to the blank.
Not the Hall of Fame.
Yes, the Hall of Fame.
On Wednesday?
Yes, on Wednesday.
That's crazy.
This week, the 7th movie in the blank series became the highest grossing film in North American history.
The 7th in the Star Wars?
Yes, yes, yes. A DUI charge was dropped against a woman in Buffalo, New York because the court determined blank.
It was dropped because they determined that she wasn't driving.
No, it was dropped.
It was hands-free.
It was dropped because they determined that she hadn't been drinking. It's just that her body is a brewery. Allow me to explain. The woman has a rare condition, or fantastic gift, depending on your point of view. It's called gut fermentation syndrome, in which yeast in her intestines ferments the carbs that she digests into alcohol. The woman, whose name has not been released, is described as a 5'6" female with brown hair, toffee, barley, and wood notes in the nose. Bill, how did Amy do in our quiz?
6 right, 12 more points, total of 14. She has the lead.
All right. Well, we flipped a coin, and Greg is elected to go next. So here we go. Greg fill in the blank. This week, the Chief Justice of the Alabama Supreme Court ordered judges to enforce that state's blank ban.
Same-sex marriage.
Right. On Monday and Thursday, plunging stocks forced the national stock market of blank to close trading early.
China.
Right. This week, both California and Massachusetts implemented plans to increase their blank to $10 an hour.
Minimum wage.
Right. That last week, over 100,000 people on Facebook shared a photo of a heroic dog that was badly burned, saving his family from a fire. This week it was revealed the picture was actually of blank.
A cat.
No, a dog with a slice of ham on its face.
Oh, God.
This week, author George R.R. Martin announced he was still months away from finishing the 6th book in the blank series.
Game of Thrones.
Yes, we know it's A Song of Ice and Fire, nerds. On Thursday, the jackpot for the blank shot up to a record-breaking $700 million.
Powerball,
yes. A police department in Britain put out a plea this week asking for any witnesses who may know the whereabouts of a missing and much-loved blank.
Oh, kittens.
Is that your answer, kittens?
No, that was an exclamation to keep me from swearing. A much-loved and missing hedgehog?
No, it was a beloved and missing beach towel.
What?
The Northumbria Police Department in Britain has over 4,000 members, and they take every crime seriously, and that includes towel theft. When search and rescue efforts came up empty, they turned to social media asking potential witnesses to come forward. This was, of course, mocked mercilessly. So social media did what it was designed to do. Bill, how did... Yes, the enjoyment of that one was quite subtle.
Mm-hmm. Bill, you know what? They honored it with a moment of silence.
They did.
Very respectful crowd.
Bill, how did Greg Proops do on our show?
Well, Greg got 5 right, 10 more points, total of 13. But Amy still has the lead by 1.
All right, so it's your first math question of the new year, Bill. How many does Roy need to win?
He needs 6 to win, so let's count them down.
Here we go, Roy. This is for the game. Fill in the blank. On Tuesday, GOP frontrunner blank released his campaign's first ever televised ad.
Trump,
yeah. On Monday, the Justice Department filed a multi-billion-dollar lawsuit against blank over their emissions scandal.
Volkswagen.
Right. This week, California saw record-breaking rainstorms thanks to blank.
El Nino.
Yes. Firefighters in Indiana responding to reports of a blaze in a grain elevator instead found blank.
That woman who was she was standing there and the grain was turning to beer.
No.
No.
It was a guy standing there juggling flaming batons. Oh. According to new data from the NOAA, 2015 was the second blankest year on record.
Hottest.
Yes. Best known for the hits Unforgettable and This Will Be. Singer blank passed away at the age of 65.
Unforgettable. I can't remember who that was.
It's forgettable.
I want to say it was Nat King Cole.
But it was.
No, it was. Okay.
No, it wasn't. Oh. Not quite.
It was his daughter, Natalie.
Oh, Natalie. Cole. Oh, of course. Well, he did it first.
Died.
He died first, too. Yeah.
That's true. An armed robber in Northern California was arrested last week after he blanked before he fled the scene.
An armed robber. He looked at the gun in his hand and said, ah!
No, he was arrested because before he fled the scene of the robbery, he took a selfie and then exchanged Snapchat information with one of his victims.
Oh, yeah.
What?
This is what he did. He stopped mid-robbery. He took a selfie with her, me and you, and then he friended her on Snapchat. Mm. It's one of those perfect meet-cute stories, the kind that years from now you'll want to tell your grandkids during visiting hours. Bill, did Roy do well enough to win?
He got 4 right, 8 more points, but his 11 could not catch Amy.
Amy came from behind.
This week's champ.
Yes!
Congratulations.